Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Nick Humphries Medium Show. I am Nick Humphries, your host for the next 2 hours. I'm sitting here, okay? I'll be honest. I'm sitting here with, now, I don't know if you guys in America would understand this, but you must have custard outside in the States. But I'm sitting here eating a bowl of bananas and custard. It's very nice. So obviously, my producer's just tapping away here. What have I been up to for the last week? Well, my shows are still continuing. I was in Reading, a little place in Reading. A lovely, lovely crowd of people that I was doing readings for there. My thanks to everybody that came out there. We actually raised money for Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital as well that evening, which is great. That will be put on into their account tomorrow or Thursday, I think it is. For those that are listening, if you did come along, you know that money's going straight there. And let's say hello to a few people in the chat room as well. So, obviously, hello to Mike. He's actually producing for me this evening. And then we've got Jay Black from the States. Welcome, my brother. He's a lovely, lovely guy. And we chat quite a lot on Facebook. And Christine Matthews from Spiritual Journey Radio. Hello, sweetie. I know you're listening. And everybody else, all the guests that are signed in. There's also Barbara as well. Hello, Barbara. So I normally talk about very briefly about something spiritual, and to be honest, my mind's gone blank. I'm just looking at this bowl of custard and bananas. It's very nice. We do have some music, and so let me give you the telephone numbers that you need to call, okay? That's what I was going to talk about. I'll talk about that in a minute. So the first number is the US number, okay? 760-283-4611 if you want to call into the show, get a reading, okay? If you're in the UK, it's 001-283-4611. 486. No, it's not. Sorry, it's 001-760-283-4611. Be warned, it's a chargeable number. Okay, so please check the bill payer first. Make sure you get their permission. So, and then obviously you can get in free as well on Blog Talk, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Mike Spirit. Now, last week, if you remember when I was talking about my readings, I actually do a tree reading. And I said, if you want me to do a reading for you, okay, send me a picture of what you think your tree would look like. So draw a picture of a tree and email it to me. Okay, you can find all this information on my website, which is www.nick-humphries.com, and you can email me at info@nick-humphries.com. You can also find me on Facebook as well as International Medium Nick Humphries. And like my page, thank you very much. I also started up, co-started an excited new site called the Midnight or Midnight Paranormal Group. Please join it on Facebook. We are doing investigations. The young lady that's also involved is not here this evening. It's called Mystique. Lovely lady. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be rather a good venture. So let's talk about this tree reading, okay? What does a tree reading do? A tree reading tells me about you as your personality. I know Christine is on in the chat room, okay? So, and Christine very kindly sent over her idea of what her tree would look like. Now, I know she sort of didn't hear all the description. I normally do the trees in black and white because it gives me more detail. However, she sent me a lovely one in lots of colours. She got her crowns out. So it was very interesting. And I have to say, it is a very interesting tree. I don't normally do colours, But we'll give it a go. If Christine doesn't mind, I'll just ask her permission because I know she's online. If Christine doesn't mind me actually spouting out a load of stuff, indeed, I think she has missed it. Nope, she hasn't. Right, okay, so I've just got to go ahead. Okay, so let's talk about this tree, okay? A tree is an essence of you. I get clients to sit down, think about what their tree would look like in their mind, and then try and put it on paper. Now, obviously, it doesn't always work. You know, what we think and what we draw is completely different. But it's about the picture and about what you put in it and how you draw it is the interesting part. I do say you can put anything in it or around it. So it builds up a whole picture about you. But this picture, let me describe it, okay? It looks like if it was drawn on A4 piece of paper, it would have been drawn on landscape. It's quite short, but it reaches from top to bottom of the page. And it's also quite broad as well. The head of the tree is quite broad. The main trunk of the tree, although I can't see a great deal of it, is quite broad also. But the tree leans to the left a little bit. Okay, and the whole picture is actually slightly to the left as well. Okay, so and there's lots of colours. So the trunk is dabbled in brown. There's a few spots of brown outside of the main trunk lines. The head of the tree looks like, if you can imagine what a weeping willow would look like. You know, it's those sort of long branches, dangly branches, not the sticky out ones like an oak or anything like that. But you've got strands of green, there's dotted pinks, it's been done on paint, by the looks of it, on, you know, paint on PC. There's various shades of green as well. So let's first off talk about the tree and the way that it's presented, okay? So it's quite broad-based. So Christine is actually quite well grounded, okay? However, saying that, the tree leans, okay? This tells me actually, even though she feels that she is quite grounded, she's not as grounded or as balanced as she should be. Okay, let's see if we can get confirmation of this as we go along, okay? So I'm going to just shorten this window so I can keep an eye on the chat room. Right, but the tree also leans to the left, okay? So a tree that leans to the left... hi Nikki. So the tree that leads to the left is leaning into the past, okay? We have a past and present part of this, okay? I'm not going to give too much away, but it's leaning into the past. So there's an element that this Christine probably likes to live in the past or has an emotional tie with the past that she needs to break free from. The fact that it's actually quite broad means that she's actually a very strong character. She can take a physical beating, but she can take an emotional beating, if that makes any sense. Now, because it's done on paint, I don't get the full detail. This is why I say to do it in pen, or pencil, should I say, okay, because I can get the full detail, I can see how deep the marks go and how broad the pen strokes are, okay? But I want to say, let me just open it up again, because I want to make sure I'm saying the right thing. Okay. Right, from what I can see, now I'm picking up the age of about 5 to 6, okay, 5 or 6 years old. But there was something going on around that age in the family, okay? I call it a hiccup, but it's around that age, okay? So about five or six, there was something going on. It's not a breakup or anything like that. Well, it may be a breakup, but it's just something going on. That's all I'm prepared to say right there, okay? Compare that to the other line, I said 5 or 6. The other line is a lot straighter, so actually the support now is a lot greater. So this person, so obviously Christine, is a lot stronger in her own support. She's supporting herself. She's quite determined. She does, you know, she does what she needs to do, and she also supports others. So hang on a second, I'm being asked a question. Right, hang on, we'll talk about that in a second. Let's go back to the tree. Let's see if we can get Christine in so she can answer these questions. Yeah? Do you fancy doing that? I think that's a great idea. Hey Christine. Hello. Live radio, hey? I was going to say live TV. That would be the day, right? Hey, Christine. No, we're just linking in, okay? La 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 la. Okay, maybe we don't have Christine just yet. We'll keep going, okay? Christine, when you come in, just give us a shout, and obviously I'll carry on with this tree, okay?
I'm here.
Hello, sweetie, how are you?
I'm good, honey bunch. Dishy Nick.
Thank you, sweetie.
Let me turn off this audio thing, or else we're going to have an echo.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so you understand the information that I've given you so far?
Yes, everything's 100% accurate.
Okay, so now I'm going to move to the header tree. Okay, don't forget this is just a basic reading. Okay, I don't have my cards out or anything like that. But the header tree is quite very busy. Okay, I'll go to the colours at the very last of the reading. Okay, it's very very busy. So it's telling me that your mind it just needs a rest. You know, it's very busy. Not that it's a bad thing. It's just like you know, it's sometimes it gets muddled up. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I get 1,000 things going in my head at one time. Yeah.
But I also want to say, actually, recently has been less so. Would you understand that?
Yeah, since meditation. Yeah.
Yeah, compared to your past as well, I want to look at your present now, okay? So it's almost like there's not a void, but you've actually found that little space that you can sort of go, hey, do you know what? I could do this for a change. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. There's a restrictness here as well, okay? There's two things. The restriction, okay? You've actually grown it to the full size of the page. So it's telling me that actually you are restricting yourself, okay? You put yourself into boundaries where you shouldn't do, okay?
Right.
Where you should actually be, you know, as a tree should be, free-flowing. Now, this doesn't always mean, for the listeners now, okay, doesn't always mean it's the same thing for everybody, okay? But I just feel with you there's probably some restriction. And because the tree is leaning to the left into the past, this is probably where your restriction lies. So you need to let go of the restriction in order to actually grow fully, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, and you're absolutely right. It is a self-imposed restriction.
Looking at it on another way, okay, it's a very open tree, as in the fact that it's very out there. You know, you've put all these colours in, you know, it's the full page. So this tells me, actually, that you do stand out in a crowd. You know, you are a, I don't know, you just stand out in the crowd. I can't think of the words, but you just stand out in the crowd. You make your presence known. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Very
yes.
Flamboyant, I'm given, okay? Now, this isn't me doing any spirit link. This is me literally just looking at the tree and giving you my impression of it, okay? Now, the brown, obviously, for the trunk of the tree is just a normal standard brown, but it also tells me the fact that there's an energy influx or lack of energy going to you. So if we think of a tree as natural, okay, and they get their moisture and all their nutrients from the ground, we would do the same, okay?
Right.
Because you've painted it all in black and patchy, tells me that actually maybe you need to look at your, not your diet, but maybe some like vitamins or the way that I am being spoken to, the way you space your meals out. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so let's go to the crown of the tree, the head of the tree, okay? I can't see in it. So this is, you're somebody that actually speaks their mind but won't let anybody know your mind, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely correct, yes.
But we've got greens here, we've got pinks, we've got purples. So the greens are, I don't know why I'm getting this, okay, this is really bizarre, but I feel like they're, green for me is love, pink's love as well, okay? But I'm feeling like ideas with this, like green is full of ideas, but also, obviously people say, oh, green is jealousy as well, but I don't see that here. I feel it's ideas. So you're full of ideas, yet you don't know really how to deploy them. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Now I'm sure if you tell me if I was wrong, but the fact that you've got these speckles of pink, wisps of pink and dark pink, and then into the purple, obviously this is very spiritual colours. But it's telling me actually as well, and I want to say this as well, but love to this. There's lots of love needed here as well. And it's not not a physical thing. It's like a mental love. You need somebody to actually appreciate your mind, how you think, how you tick, how you work. You understand this?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Let me see if I can get anything else. Now, I also want to say the number 4 is quite important to you as well. Don't know why. I just want to say the number 4.
Could be so many things. I'm trying to figure out which one it is.
Now, so I'm saying 4 because out of the whole picture on the... Now, people can't see this, okay? But on the left, as you look at the picture, on the left-hand side, you've got the two lines that actually form the trunk of the tree, the main body, okay? But where you've painted it in with your paintbrush, okay, you've actually gone over the line and there's 4 little dots, okay? So the number 4 comes to mind. Thank you. And I also want to say that actually this is probably in the past. This could be 4 people that have passed into spirit with you that are, always going to be around you, connected to you, but are a family.
Right.
That makes sense.
There are 4, yes.
Okay. And I'll even go to as far as say probably there's 2 males, 2 females with this. You'd understand this?
Yes. Father, grandfather, and 2 grandmothers.
Okay. There you go. So it's a lovely tree. It's a really lovely tree. The great idea is actually because you put it in the center of the page, obviously tells me that you are center of attention. But the tree, because it's leaning to the left, okay, so we've already said this about the past, you've left the space in on the right-hand side, our present side of the page. So it's ready to actually, and there's loads of room there for you to move forward. So you should just take the ball by the horns and go for it and not worry about what's happened in the past. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
So
it's a little difficult, but I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, it is difficult. Okay, what's that then? So I'm looking at the trees, guys, okay? I'm just looking at the tree to see if there are any little nicks, marks, any sort of lines that are standing out to me. But I want to say about the willow tree as well, the weeping willow. The weeping willow is a very protective tree, you know, and it's a very mysterious tree as well. You know, when you see it in pictures, it's always got wisps of mist around it, and the way that the leaves and the branches droop down, and they're always over a bank or river, that sort of scenario, okay, or moistured land. So here I would say if we look deeper into Christine's mind, she's actually a very protective but emotional person. So you'd understand that?
Yes, yes.
Right. And I'm also feeling healing here, so you should be giving healing to people as well. I don't know why, I'm not sure, I'll have to look it up in my reference books to whether or not a weeping willow is a healing tree. But there's healing elements here as well. Not that you need healing, but you should be giving healing to other people. And I'm sure you do, thank you. And
yes,
I've been told,
I do.
I'm being told verbally as well. So you just sit there and talk or listen, and that heals people. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I hope that's okay for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That was more than I expected. I just wanted to hear if my tree was pretty. I got so much, and that's very accurate, too.
It is.
And so you can just imagine what it'd be like if somebody actually did it right and not do it on paint.
I'll tell you what, if you don't mind, I'll actually put it on my... medium site, my Facebook page, so people can see it, so they can see
what
I'm but the
it's
idea
like a kindergartner tree. It's like I think kids in kindergarten could make a better tree.
The comment I always get when I'm doing a reading for somebody as a tree reading, I always get, I can't draw trees, or I haven't drawn a tree for years, or I can't draw. It's not about the way that you draw, okay, or that the fact you can draw or can't draw. It's what's in there, the detail, the little marks, the little nooks, the little crannies that you put on there. You know, I've had readings where the pencil's broken halfway through. It all means something, part of that reading. And I love doing it because people's expressions change. They go, oh, yeah, there's my tree. And then their expressions changes, and I'm giving them the information, and they're like, how did you get that from a tree? You know, you drew it. I'm just giving you information. It's what you need to know. So it's a great way of reading. So
yeah, that was just like, I don't want to say spooky, but I mean that was like 100% accurate. And you just picking up things with ages and things like that, it's like right on. Yeah, you did good.
I'm just being told by research in the background, my wife Helen. She just said, hang on, where is it? They're often associated with death, femininity, and healing. There you go.
What did she say? What did it say?
The tree is... No, hang on, go back again. The tree is death, represents death, femininity, and healing. So it doesn't, don't worry about the death being. Death could be a new beginning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the branches also have been used in to ward off evil spirits.
Oh.
So that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I could tell you a story about that too. So in a way, that's accurate too.
Yeah, so that means something. So I'm actually writing a book about it's called, I can't tell you what it's called yet because it's not been released, but I'm actually writing a book about how to do a tree reading. So I can't give too much away, but all these references will be in the book. So yeah, look out for that. But Christine, thank you for being a guinea pig.
Anytime.
Yeah, no, it's great. And When the tree came through, do you know, I didn't look at it. I didn't want to know about it. I knew that you sent me a picture of a tree, and I thought, if I look at it now, it will ruin it, because it's always better to not know what's on the page beforehand. You know, so there's no expectation, if you understand what I mean.
Right.
But thank you for that. Hang on, she's just about to say something again. Hang on. When's your birthday, Christine?
June 9th, 1963.
Okay, doesn't apply. She's talking. Helen's just looking up on the net about birthdays and stuff that associated with the tree. So, but it's because of the birthday, it's not in there, so it's not relevant. There you go.
Oh yeah, Mike says he's born June the 13th. Yeah, not sure if I was supposed to say that, but he's young. I changed his diaper when he was a baby, but we don't want to go there on your show. No, I'm shutting my mouth. I'm being good. Hang up on me, Nick, for being inappropriate. Hang up on me, Nick. Hang up on me now. I'll
hang up on you. I'll get my to hang up on you.
Yeah.
Thanks for popping in.
Thank you, Nick.
Bye. So there you go, guys. Okay, so that's how a tree reading is. Okay, and I love doing them. And you know, I can do them on Skype. I've proved it. I could do it on Skype. If you want a tree reading, please go to my website. It's www.nick-humphreys.com. I normally do, actually, after I've done the tree reading, is incorporate tarot cards into the reading. Gives a bit more of a definition of what's going on. So, oh, Barbara. Oh, she's gone. Okay, bless. But, you know, I could do them over Skype. It's great fun. I just love doing them. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a music track. We're going to go to, I believe it's Simply Red. I know my wife's listening, so I'm going to dedicate this to her because the words are literally about her. Okay. I'll leave you to that and I'll be back to start doing some readings.
My love, I'll never find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, within your hands, created everything I am, taught me how to live again. Only you cared when I need. secure. You built me up and made me sure. You gave my pride back to me.
Song, okay. I just love that song, and he does it so well. I just can't believe the voice on that bloke. Obviously, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host for the next hour and half, whatever. You know, if you want to email me. You know, I don't mind doing it on here. You know, email me your picture of a tree, A4 piece of paper, pencil, sketch. What you think your tree would look like? If there's things in it, around it, make a whole picture of it. You can do. Email it to info@nick-humphries.com, and I'll do it on the airwaves. I don't mind as long as you're happy with that. But if you do want a proper reading, please go to my website www.nick-humphries.com. And if you really want to come and see us in action as well, I'm in Luton on the 20th of September. Okay. Again, go to my website. All the information, all dates are on there. And if you want to go to a nice paranormal investigation, we're doing some as well. The information is on my page. If you go to services, go down to ghost hunts, it will come up. Or you can go to www.midnightparanormalgroup.co.uk. So there you go. So the telephone numbers for this evening are 760-283-4611. And if it's 001... 760-283-4611, which is chargeable, or www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit. Now, I just want to say that I am also aware that out in the States at the moment, there is Hurricane Isaac hitting certain areas of the obviously America. We send out our healing prayers and our protection as well. If we can all just think about that for a moment, just put our healing bubbles, protection bubbles over there, just so there's it sort of lessens, and even try and blow this thing back into the sea so it doesn't do much destruction. And let's hope that everybody, you know, takes care out there. And Christine's just saying, do you really want me to say that out loud? That I won't say that. That's just so rude. Okay, she says yes. Christine from Spiritual Journey Radio is offering her bedroom to any single man that is needing evacuating. Oh dear, I want paying for that. And also, just talk about paying, okay? I don't charge for these readings on here, okay? If you'd like to pay a donation, you're more than welcome. I'm not forcing you to. Go to my website, go to churches and charities, and on there is a list of charities that I'm supporting over here in the UK. Now, if you guys in America want to give me some charities that are over there in the States, I'll quite happily put those on my website as well. And then you guys can donate to the American ones as well, okay? Because it's probably only fair. I'll take anything from $50 to $100. No, I'm joking. It's just there. I thought it'd be nice, you know, it's something in return. So let's go to the first caller of the evening, shall we? I believe if my memory serves me well, because I've got a terrible memory. Okay, we're going to go to the final lines, and I believe first caller is Anna. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Hello, yes. How are you?
Good. I was looking for a reading on either the subject of relationship or career finances. So I'm just, I guess, whatever you have for me.
Okay, right, thank you. What I'm doing is I'm just linking to Spirit World for you, okay, just to see what they can give me as a guidance or help for you. I've got a lady coming forward from the Spirit World, okay, and when she comes and stands next to me, I feel very much so that she would have been a grandmother on the airplane to you, okay, and she just said to me, yes, and sweetheart, I was on mum's side of the family as well. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But she's telling me that actually you've been really quite busy recently as well. You'd understand this as well?
Yes.
She's telling me that you've been doing lots of to-ing and fro-ing, backwards and forwards. And would it be right as well that she's showing me documents or looks like application forms or something like that? Would you understand this? It's like you've been filling out. Okay. You've been filling out a form, she's just told me. You'd understand this?
Yes. That makes sense.
She's just talking about, are you aware of something being lost in the post? Because she's just saying to me something's been lost in the post. Would you understand this? Something's been lost. So you've sent something, but it's been lost in the post.
I'm not aware of anything yet.
You need to be, yeah, just be careful, like, or be aware of this, okay? Right, thank you. Say again. What was that then? Okay, she's just saying an application. Did you send an application somewhere?
Application? Not lately, no.
Right, hang on, let me work this one out. Can you give it to me again? Okay. Again, she's just given me the word application. So an application has been sent. It may not be for a job, okay, but it could be. Maybe the terminology is incorrect. But she's talking about the fact that you filled out something, you've put it into the post, into the mail, and it's been lost. Okay. Right. Thank you. And I feel like something should be more hand delivered rather than sent. Okay. Would you understand this?
Not right now, but I'll have to think about it.
Right, okay, give me a bit more. Right, okay, thank you. Sweetheart, would you understand that grandmother, she's talking about a stick, okay, that she would have, I feel it's with her, she's talking about herself using a stick. Would you understand this?
It may have been my mom's side. I didn't really know her too well, but I've seen pictures of her with a cane.
Yeah, right at the beginning, she said she was mum's side of the family, grandmother and mum's side of the family, okay? Right, thank you. And she's talking about... Right, thank you. Now, I know your question was about work and so on, but she's talking to me about a change of career path for you, okay? Again, mm-hmm. she's telling me that you need to be hand-delivering something. You need to, it's either it's going to, you need to hand-deliver or something is going to be hand-delivered to you. Right. And also, she's just saying to me as well about grandfather in spirit. You understand this?
Well, I've never met either of my grandfathers.
No, okay. It doesn't matter if we've never met them, okay? The fact is, okay. They are connected to you, okay? Because of obviously family.
Okay.
Right, okay. Can you just? I'm just asking spirit, okay? Just to be more. I want them to enhance what they mean by hand delivering. What is that? Okay. Right. Thank you. And I want to put it to a connection to schooling. Okay. Grandma was just saying about schooling, something being hand delivered from school. So is there something going on around you with a school involved? I shouldn't be asking questions, but I feel like I need to at this stage.
I'm taking online classes, but that's really nothing I would like be applying for. I've already been enrolled.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Right, but there will be something going on around this because she's putting this in connection to the fact that these applications, something needs to be hand-delivered, being lost in the post. So mm-hmm. you need to be careful that either you're going to send an assignment, she just said. You send assignments?
I'm
going to stick with this, okay? Because they're adamant it's mm-hmm. going to be a paper form, okay? In paper form, where you send something, so they're telling me that you need. Right, okay, thank you. I'll give you exactly their words. If you have to send something by post and it's an application of some sort, don't send mm-hmm. it. Hand deliver it, because it won't be that far of an address. You understand what I mean? So they're telling me you will be able to hand deliver it, and that's what you need to do. Thank you. Personal touch, you just said to me. Personal touch. So this is actually leading towards a job position as well. So I feel it's whatever you're doing to the schooling, whatever you're studying, is connected with this, and you will actually end up hand delivering. You probably won't even realise. Like a month or 2 months down the line, or even a year down the line. I don't know how long you've got left of this course, but a year down the line. And actually, you're just going to go, do you know what? It's going to be so much easier if I just hand deliver it. And that's the key. You're going to hand deliver this, whatever it is, okay? So again?
Okay.
Right. But you also need to calm down, I'm being told. You just need to calm down. Because you're very panicky, they're telling me. Do you understand this?
It's been more about my relationship, yeah. It's had me uneasy.
Okay. So they're telling me you need to calm down, okay? Right. Can you calm down on what's up? Right, okay. Okay, thank you. Because they're telling me things aren't quite what they seem. Does that make sense to you? They're giving me a hazy look, okay? They're giving me a hazy look with this. So they're telling me that things don't... It's almost like things don't add up, but they're not quite what they seem. But it's not a bad way, okay? Okay, thank you. It's almost like you're looking into it and putting two and two together, coming up with 16, okay? Thank you. Because I'm being told this person that's involved here is actually a really nice person. You understand this as well?
Yes, he's just been acting very, different, not communicating the last couple of months, and I think that's where you're getting that. Okay. Things don't look like they seem.
Okay. But you understand this, I know you, right at the beginning you said about money as well, but there is a financial issue here as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And actually, do you know what? He feels like he's worried about the finances, but he's not talking about it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you understand, because they're showing me a gentleman with a moustache. Would you understand this?
Moustache.
Yeah. Every time I talk about your part, I keep seeing a gentleman with a moustache. I don't know why.
No, I don't know anyone, you know, in my immediate circle with one.
It could be that I'm looking at spirit here, so it could be that this person keeps coming in and showing his face, because all I'm seeing is the outline of spirit at the moment, but I can hear their voices into the light now. He's coming into the light, and this gentleman's got a moustache. Mm-hmm. So it could actually be grandfather here that's showing me this, okay? Right, thank you. A second. I'm going to end it here with the last thing that he's just saying. Is that right? Okay. Right, okay. There's going to be a stage also where you sort of feel like you just want to give up on the thing that you're doing, okay, this study thing, okay? But he's telling me you need to keep going with it. You need to keep going. He's also telling me that you've been wanting to do this for quite some time as well. You understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know you didn't know them, okay? But I've got to say that they are very respectable people, very well dressed, you know, very smart. Okay, thank you. And I want to put, not that they had a lot of money, but they would have been either comfortable or they worked very hard for their money. Okay.
Okay.
Right, I think you said that. But he's just, both of them actually are just saying, but we've been watching you since. Now I think, is that from what age? Now he's given me the age of 8. Given the age of 8, he's been watching since the age of 8 for some reason. I don't know why. Okay, maybe there was something going on around you when you was 8 years old. Okay, thank you. He just said to me there's like a family difficulty around the 8 years old age. Don't know if you understand that. Okay.
Yeah.
And you needed a bit more, not necessarily just yourself, but you needed a bit more love, if that makes any sense, and protection. And this is why they've come forward at around that age. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave it there for you. I'll take the love from these lovely people, your grandparents in the spirit world, because they truly love you, and obviously they've shown this over the years by being with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. You take care.
Okay, you too.
If you want to listen to the reading again, obviously you can go to the archives of mikespirit.fm and listen to your heart's content, okay? Because there might be something that you didn't understand, and you can just go back and just reassure yourself. Okay. Do you know what? I love my job. I really, ecstatic. I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't know where did I get that from? I love it. I love it. I love it. I think it's a bad advert over here in the UK. So we're going to get to the next caller. I believe we have Kim on the line.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Wonderful. Thank you.
I recognize your voice, I think.
Yes, I have talked to you before. You are amazing.
Thank you, Sarah. Do you know, my wife said something to me today about a reading that I'd done previously to another client. And she said, you know, you're just so good. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm not. I never hype myself up, because I'm not. It's the spirit. Okay? They just give me information to give forward. That's it. End of. I just love my job, and I'm grateful to the spirits for working with me. So where do you remember where you're calling from? Because I can't remember.
Minnesota.
Okay, sweetheart. And how can we help you?
I had a question about, I'm going to be starting a business with a friend of mine that we've been friends for over 20 years and have a wonderful idea. And I was wondering if you can tell me what you see for this.
Okay, right. Let me see. Can you give me some information? Not you. I'm asking spirit. Give me information. Right, okay. Do you know, I've asked them to give me some information, okay? And what they've given me is they've just put a sheet of mist across my eyesight, okay? Now, that's an indication to me that I can't quite see what's going on, okay? Not that I can't quite see, it's the situation. So you need to be clear about... say again? Right, okay. Right, now they're talking about collectively here. So you need to be clear with each other. So they're talking about... Right, thank you. Would you be right, okay? It's going to sound really jumbled, but I'm being told that one's got a slightly different idea than the other. Do you understand this?
We're pretty... together on it.
Yeah, but no, what I mean is that Thank you. I am being told there is a difference here, a difference, okay? And you need, you both need to, cause it's going to be really great, okay? But you need to be really clear on to each other about what is needed, okay? Because, say again, say that. Okay, because I've got a lady coming forward here, okay? And she's telling me adamantly that you need to be clear with each other about exactly your what each other wants, because there is a slight difference. I know you just said, well, no, we're pretty clear on what we want, but you might say, well, I think we should be doing this to get to this, you know, to get to A, and they'll be going, well, actually, no, I think we should be going here to get to B, you know. So you really need to be clear. But why am I also feeling a book here as well? They're talking to me about a book. Would you understand this?
That was something I have thought about as a project down the line for me, so, and that could possibly come out of that.
Because they're telling me about this, and they gave me his first off as well. They showed me the mist and then a book. And thank you. And they're giving me spiritual words with this book. So this is a spiritual book. You understand this?
Yes. Yes.
Right. right, okay. How do I say that? How do you want me to say that? Okay. They're actually asking you a question, okay? They're like, why have you put this on hold? Okay? Because you've been given the words. It's almost like you've written down stuff for this already. You understand this?
Yes, I have. But...
thank you. Okay, I've got to tell you, okay, you need to find the time to write this book, okay, because you are being given words from spirit that need to be written down, or you have written down, but others would like to know as well, okay? This lady in spirit, thank you, second, okay, she's just said to me, mother, or is it mother? Mother? Mum in spirit, you understand mum in spirit?
Yeah, it's grandmother, yes.
Yeah, she's... Now, I'm looking at a doorway, okay? So over here, a doorway is 6'6", and she would probably stand about 5'9" in height. Would you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I have to say, a lovely lady, a very strong energy as well. Can you give me a bit more information about the business then? That's what she wants. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay, right, so... She's talking about business premises here as well. So there's talk of a business premises, somewhere to be stationed. Do you understand this as well?
Yes, yes. We were talking about that and working on that. Yeah.
And she said, here lies where the difference of opinion will be. Okay? That's what she just said. Here lies the difference of opinion. And she's just showing me the business. Okay? So she's telling me that you're after business premises. Thank you. But I'm also want to tell you that you need to go for a smaller one, okay? A smaller business premises, because the one that you're looking at or you think you're going to go for is actually quite large. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that would.
Okay. So you need to downsize just for the moment, periodically. Say again? Okay, I've been given 18 months, okay? 18 months. So either you need to have I don't know if it's office space or a shop, but I'm being told 18 months, and I hear the word lease. Okay, so for me in the UK, at least, do you have leases out there? Leaseholds and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like rent.
Yeah.
So it's either, I don't know if they do 18 month lease, but something just to get you started, she's just telling me. Right? So again. Okay. I've got to give you pink and green as well. Pink and green. So I don't know if these are the colours that you need to paint this thing, okay? This shop or this premises, pink and green. Right. She's giving me an emblem, okay? And she's talking about like a sign, some sort of sign, and it's like pink and green with sparkly stars. Is that right? I don't know if you're thinking about. Are you thinking about a sign or some sort of name for the business?
Yes, and I'll keep that in mind. Wonderful.
Yeah, I don't. She's just showing me. Okay, thank you. It's almost like. It's got a green background, but it's got like a, almost like a comet effect with sparkly stars, with a trowel, you know, with a trowel, that sort of thing. But very nice, very odd thing to give. But right, say again. Contract. You got to have a contract. Okay. Say again? Okay. She's actually pointing to me as well, okay? And she's looking at me quite sternly, saying, contract. And she's saying to me, you know exactly what I mean. So I've got to say that you have to have some sort of contract in place between yourselves. I've got to say that friends and business don't normally work, but it can do if it's a tight-knit relationship and open. So, but you need to have a contract in place, okay?
Okay. Yes, and she's been my best friend and always will be, and for over 20 years, and I know usually that doesn't, but I have a lot of confidence with this because of who she is.
Yeah, I understand that. On a personal view, I understand that. But it's always good to have something in place, just a backup plan. I know this from experience, okay? So, right, thank you. And this is why she's coming forward, actually, and just saying to me, you understand why, okay? So there is this thing, because it's a relationship of 20 years can be destroyed in seconds, okay? And I don't mean that horribly. It's just the way life is, unfortunately. And you need to have something in place. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, yes, I understand.
Right, thank you. Right. But she's just coming forward and she's saying, when? She just said Christmas time, okay? So this thing will be in place within, if you get your fingers out, by Christmas time. But she's showing me like scenario where it's snowy and stuff like that. So Christmas time, okay? That this thing will be in place. You understand this?
Perfect. That's what I was so hoping for. Thank you.
I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? Thank you. And she just said, much love. That's her words, much love. That's how she's saying it, much love. Hmm. So take the love from her from the spirit world, okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was so wonderful to talk to you. Many blessings.
You? And to you. And obviously you can listen back to this in the archives of mikespirit.fm, and also you can keep in contact with me through my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. So, okay?
Yes, yes, thank you.
You. Take care. So we're going to get to one more caller, and then we're going to have a bit of a break and some music. So let's go back to the telephone lines and say hello to Amanda. Hello,
hi.
Amanda. Hello.
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 Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Wow. Actually, you sound like you're from the UK.
Yes, I am.
Wow. And whereabouts are you calling from?
Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Yeah.
Cool. And how can I help you this evening?
I was just wondering if I could have a spirit reading, please.
Spirit reading. Okay. Let's see what we've got for you. Okay. Right. Okay, with what then? Okay. Do you understand that I'm being told here that you need help and guidance with your work environment? You understand this?
Not okay. Really.
Right. Let me work with this, okay? Because, right, give me that. Okay. I've got a gentleman coming forward from the spirit world for you, okay? He wants to give me dad's side of the family, grandfather on dad's side of the family. You understand this, Link?
Yeah.
He's actually a very jolly person, but he would have average height, average build as well with this gentleman. You understand this?
Okay, then, yeah.
Yeah, you understand? And he's coming forward. He just said to me, he's pointing to me, he's just saying to me, she needs help with her working for environment. More importantly, her love environment. Do you understand this?
I don't know.
Ooh, okay. Say it again. Right, thank you. Right. Okay. It's giving me a trust issue here, okay, as well. You understand there's a trust issue. It could be within yourself. It's like either you don't trust somebody or you're just not a very trusting person. Do you understand this?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. Right, okay, thank you. And he's just telling me, actually, you find it really hard to let people in. Do you understand that as well?
Yes.
He's telling me you put up a barrier, that he's saying. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, he's trying to change the word from trusted to guarded. Okay, so you're a very guarding person. You right? Okay, you like to have things in place, and you like to have the understanding of it. You understand this as well?
Yes.
Okay. Say again. Right, okay. Now, I don't know if you're in a relationship. I don't need to know this, okay, because I'm only going to give you information that he's given me, okay? He's telling me that actually there's been a scenario. Say again. When? Okay. 2 to 5 years ago, okay, that he's talking about, that you there is something going on around your life that's really sort of upset you and kind of made you the way that you are. You understand this? There's something going on as far back as 5 years ago, okay? This is what he's telling me. Right, and he's telling me that you were quite hurt. You understand this?
Now what I can recall.
Okay. The good thing about the archives is that you can go back and listen to it and remember, you know, try and remember stuff. Right, give me a bit more. Right, okay. I don't know why he's giving me this, okay? Obviously, it's for you to understand. But he's given me lots of gold, okay? Right. He's talking about Nana's gold. Nana's gold. Would you understand this? It's very odd.
No.
Right. Okay. Give me a bit more time. Right. Okay. Because he's given me, it's almost like he's given me the gold, he's given me the word Nana, okay, or Nan, but he's also given me a question mark around it as well. Thank you. Right, okay. So, would you understand there's been something going on in the family? Would there be something going on in the family concerning gold? Would you understand this? I have to give it to you, because you may not know about it, but it could be something that's coming up as well, okay?
Okay. There's things going on around in the family, so I mean, I don't know about if it's involving gold, but...
Okay. I mean, we can look at it different ways as well. I mean, gold, either as in jewellery, because he's given me jewellery, I'll be honest, okay? And he's given me the fact that there's something going on around... it's almost like something deceitful going on, okay? That's how I feel with it. So he's given me a precaution, you know, be aware of this scenario that might be coming up or is going on that you don't know about, okay? Thank you. Because he's talking about mum, okay? And mum is quite upset recently as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. You need to talk to mum about this and see if this is... Thank you. He's given me anchor point. So he's telling me this is like something that actually is... your mum either is... withholding information, as in, like, she doesn't want to show people that she's actually really upset by something. Okay, give me again. Right, but he's also just saying about moving on. Okay, moving on, because this is to do with you now, that you need to move on. Okay, right, and I actually want to give this to the fact that you want to move on, as in move. How do you want me to say it? Right, thank you. You've been thinking about moving away. Moving away, that's what you're saying. The only reason he's saying I feel this is because he's saying to me that you've been thinking or looking into moving. It could be either moving house or moving, moving to another part of the country or moving into something. So you've been looking into moving into something.
The only thing I could think of is, I mean, we moved house, but that was like a year ago now. But all I can think of is I'm good at doing my art. I do drawings and I have recently just started to get back into doing things like that. So,
move on. So, you know, it's like move on with that. I'm not going to make it fit with that. Okay, but he's given me, there's a movement around you, so you need to get on and move, okay? Do you know what? He keeps talking to me about teapot. He says to me, just mention teapot, okay? Teapot, okay? He's talking about a floral-looking teapot, so it would have been white flowers on. it just said smashed. Okay, so it's like, would you understand that there has been a floral teapot that was would have smashed or has been smashed?
Right. I wouldn't know.
Right. Okay. You need to find out, because what he's giving me here is like a movement. So, okay, thank you. He's just said to me, actually, do you know, this is going out to all the listeners. Do you know, if we have something we've lost into the spirit world and they watch a scenario that's going on around us, if anything they can to help protect us, okay? So, Amanda, this is for you as well, okay? So they would do anything to help protect us or make us aware that they're there. And actually, he's telling me that there's something going on and he's got really quite frustrated that a teapot has broken. So it's either fallen off the side, but it would have, and I want to say this, but it would have moved on its own because he's sort of swiped it, you know, and out of frustration because nobody is listening. Say again? Yeah, nobody is listening. Now, I wasn't going to listen to him for a minute and he's going to get annoyed. But he's saying nobody seems to be listening. So there's lots of talk around you at the moment, but nobody seems to be listening to one or the other. Do you understand this?
I sort of do, yes.
Okay. Right. And again, he's giving me family with this as well. So there's talk around a family. Right, okay. Again, okay, sweetheart. Now this is going to be a delicate one, okay? But he's talking about a difficulty with a birth. Would you understand this?
What, for myself or?
Was it herself? Yes. Would you understand this? He's talking about there was a difficult, not that anything happened with it, but there was a difficult time of the birth. You'd understand this? The reason he's saying this, okay, so I don't want you to say it and then me add stuff on, but he's coming forward and saying she had difficulty with her birth, and I was there, he's saying. I was there. So that, and I have to give this to you because he's talking about you. Is it definitely Amanda? Yes, okay. He's just said yes. So there was a difficulty. Have you had children? I shouldn't
yes.
ask this. But he's saying, thank you. You got a boy?
No.
She hasn't got a boy? okay. Where do you want me to put that then? Right. He's talking about, thank you, a difficulty around a birth, and I want to put this with a boy, okay? Thank you. Sweetheart, into having another one?
No,
you are.
I really don't want no more kids.
But I have to put this with a boy. He's telling me about a difficulty with a birth with a boy, something that you need to know about, maybe for future reference. Okay, right, thank you. He's given me a scenario here as well where, thank you. Now obviously I can't predict things, okay? But he's talking about the cord being wrapped around the neck, okay? So when you do fall pregnant, okay, just maybe you need to make sure this is... I don't want to scare you, okay? Cause nothing to be scared of, okay? But everything is fine. He's just telling me that you need to be aware and the doctors need to be aware of this scenario, okay? But he's telling me everything is fine, okay?
Can that be changed?
Can what be changed?
The fact of me getting pregnant.
Kids. Yeah, cross your legs. it's difficult because I always give and I always promise that I will give 100% of what spirit are telling me. Okay, it's not a bad thing he's telling me here. Okay, he's giving me a boy, a birth. Okay, it could be up and coming, but he's giving me a difficulty around the birth where the cord is caught around the boy's neck. But it's not a problem. There's, you know, the boy is safe and well. Okay, but it's something that needs to be aware of. Thank you. It's almost like it's. Thank you. He just said to me, it's going to be a really quick birth, okay? That's what he just said. It's really, really quick, and that's you need to slow it down, okay? Is there anything you could do to prevent you having another boy? Well, obviously, there's protection, but we don't need to go there on a spiritual show, okay?
But, I have. Do take
Sweetheart, I've got a thing. When? Right, okay. And I want to give you August next year. August next year. So either August is an important month around you, so it could be a birth, death, marriage, or a celebration of some sort. But next year, and he's talking to me about boy next year. Okay? It'd be interesting to find out if you do. I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay? But I want to talk to you, well, I just want to say this, okay, before we go, that you need to keep going with what you're doing, okay? Because you are good at it, he's saying, okay? But you need to have belief and trust in yourself as well. You need to talk to mum about gold and make sure she's happy and okay, because he's telling me there's an inner upset that she's inside, that she's upset and needs to let it out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Obviously, you can listen back at the archives of mikespirit.fm. And please get in contact and let me know how things go. I'd love to know.
Okay, then.
All right, sweetheart.
Right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Right, it's 6 minutes past ten over here in the UK. I'm going to go to a music break so I can have a bit of a drink, and I'll speak to you shortly. We'll be right back. Okay. that seems that Mike just stitched me up. I was going to have two tracks there, but Mike just said no. Not a problem. So I'm back. I'm Nick Humphries, Medium. I'm your host for the next 45 minutes. So please, guys, call in for a reading, okay? Absolutely free, unless you want to donate some money to one of my wonderful charities that I support. It's 760-283-4611. Or the UK is 001-760-283-4611, which is a chargeable call, so please be warned. Or you can come in on Skype at www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM and get me on my website, www.nick-humphries.com. You can contact me through there. You can email me. I've put my email and my contact details in the chat room if you are part of that. But email is info@nick-humphries.com. Right, okay, so let's go to the next caller. I'm being pissed now. So I believe we've got a call on the line from 0132.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Can I ask where you're calling from?
Eastbourne.
Eastbourne, wow. Two from the UK. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. So, can I tell you your name?
Yes, Nikota.
Nikota. And just for the record, no, I won't say it. I was going to say, I will say it because I started. So, no, Mike, I'm going to say it. My producer thinks you've got a sexy voice. So, there you go, Nikota. right, okay, so let's open the doorway to Spirit World. And how can we help you this evening?
Can I just have a reading, please?
Just a reading, okay? You just want to just
whatever
know what's
comes
going.
Fine.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay, thank you. Come forward. Okay. Right, okay. I've got a lady here, okay? She's just coming into my auric field, okay? And she's standing there at the moment. Say again. Right, with what? She's telling me you've been looking for guidance for quite a while. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, thank you. And I want to put this over. Okay. Say again. Okay. She's talking about your life, okay? It's like guidance for your life, but I also want to put this towards. Say again. Right, thank you. She gave me the word marriage here as well. You understand this? You want guidance with marriage? Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And she's given me an uncertainty, so I don't know if you're married or you're thinking about getting married, but it's unsureness around this. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Second. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. Now I'm being told that actually there is a partner. You understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. And right, okay. And sweetheart, without being rude, okay, I'm being told that he's not quite what you've been looking for or expected. Does that make sense to you? Sweetheart, as she's talking to me, she keeps talking to me about another gentleman that's in the spirit world. I want to put this to grandfather, okay, and they're saying he's nothing like your father, okay. I don't know what that means, okay. Does that make sense
yes.
to you?
Yes, because my grandfather, I grew up with him and he technically was my father in the sense of looking after me.
Okay. I've got to say, lovely, lovely energy coming from them, okay? But they... Right, a second. Right. But they are... I want to put the word concerned because they talk to me like they are concerned about... okay. Right. Because they're telling me there's an instability around you. You understand this?
Yes.
Right, thank you. And they're also telling me, like, you are lost as well. Thank you. Because
yes.
They give me an idea. Now, I can't tell people okay, I'm just giving guidance here, okay? Because they're telling me the fact that actually things aren't quite what they should be, and you're wondering whether or not you should be out of the situation. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, thank you. And I want to put this as well, not just, it's almost like it's a domino effect here, because I feel like this could involve work as well. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Because you're looking for a new beginning, aren't you? That's what they're telling me.
Yes.
I love the way you just say yes, yes. right, okay. Sweetheart, you're looking to move away from the area as well. You're looking to move. Why am I being told you're looking to move back home? You're looking to move back home. Does that make sense to you?
I do understand that. I live in Eastbourne, but I want to live nearer the sea. So
right.
That's where I class sort of like back home, right behind the sea, yeah.
But, thank you. But they're telling me that, they're telling me that, I'm not laughing at you, I'm not laughing at Sphere, I'm laughing at my producer. They're telling me that actually, it's like you want to leave everything behind. Does that make sense? You want a new life. That's what they're telling me.
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, you need to go for this. Because you need to... Right, thank you. They're telling me, actually... So can give me that number again. 10 years, was that? I'm giving 10 to 15 years you've been down in the dumps. Would you understand this?
Yes.
They're telling me that... Right, it's too long. Okay, too long. I can only give you what they're telling me, okay? That... it's never changed, never changed. There's always been a promise, but never changed. You'd understand this?
Yeah, I think so.
It could be within yourself, you know, you've always promised to change, but it never does. But it could be that person around you, thank you. Because they're giving me shackles. Why are they giving me shackles? It's like... right, thank you. Do you know what? I feel like you've been a prisoner in your own home. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but you need to, thank you, you need to be strong, you need to be happy with this, okay, you need to break free, okay, you need to do this, now I don't, we all have free will here, okay, I always promise that I will give 100% of what spirit give me to give to you, okay, otherwise I wouldn't be doing my job properly, I don't feel this is bad news, okay? This is something that should excite you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But you have been thinking about this and planning this for quite a while. It's just, it's taking that first step. But there's also a new job coming your way as well that they're just talking to me about. It's like, thank you, it's like everything around you is like stagnant and you just don't want it anymore. You want to literally... uproot and go, and it's talking about work as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Second. Right. Okay. Right. They're just saying to me that you've always been a playful little soul. Okay. Very upbeat. They've just said to me, you always were upbeat. Okay. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Second. Second.
Yes, I do.
No, sorry, I was speaking to spirit, sorry, here we are. Give me a bit more. Okay. Granddad, okay, give it to me again. Right, thank you. He wants me to give you some fig rolls. Okay, don't ask me why. Is it fig roll? Yeah, he's giving me a fig roll. He's talking to me as if they're his favourites. Okay?
Right.
Don't know why, but he's talking about... fig rolls. It may not be his favourites, but he's giving me fig... I don't know what fig rolls are meant to be. I know what they are, because I like them myself, but he's giving me fig rolls. Very bizarre. Right. Oh, thank you. Sweetheart, you've been having some problems with your belly area. You understand this?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah? You know where I'm going to go with this?
Yeah, I've got the meaning of what he's saying, because they're herbs in it, so like your tummy,
Right, okay, right, there you go. That's why he's giving me big rolls, okay. Anything else? Say again? What? That's two things, give me one thing at a time. Okay. They're giving me a certificate. I don't know what a certificate's for. Certificate of what, then? Okay. It's almost like a certificate of... I didn't hear the word. Sorry, sweetheart. Give me again. encouragement, certificate of encouragement. So you need encouragement, kick up the backside, basically, to do the right. Okay. I think that's his polite way of saying it. But also, grandmother's coming forward now and talking about a chain that you wear. There's a chain with a locket on it as well that you wear. You understand this? She's giving me a locket or a chain with a locket on it. And she's telling me that it's in your possession or that you wear it. Thank you. Because you also wear, she's telling me that you wear it or have it with another chain that would also have been, she's just saying mum's. Would have been mum's. You understand this?
Yeah, I can say, yeah. I understand the chain, but my mum still got it. I haven't got it.
Right, but there's a chain.
My mum's got it.
Okay, because she's talking about a chain with a locket, so mum's got that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a picture of both of them in there. You understand what she's just saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Again? Right. They're also making me aware of a ring, okay? Is it a man or a woman's ring? Man's ring. A man's ring, okay? Okay. I don't know what they called the coins in. What's that? Is that...
Sovereign.
Sovereign, yeah. But I want to give this... I want to say this is probably a man's ring rather than a woman's ring. Okay. Right, okay, thank you. Sweetheart, have you got a son? Because
I've got a son in spirit.
Ah, right. Would he have worn a sovereign ring?
No. He died 8 months. He did, no.
I don't know why, because they're talking to me about son, and they're giving me sovereign ring. So I don't know what the connection is. I don't know if it's connected to two. They just said that son... and sovereign ring. I don't know. Maybe you need to just like try and think back or
listen back. I understand. I understand where that is, but that's not. That's somebody connected to me. Yes, I understand that.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there for you. Okay, sweetheart, because I've got loads of people on the line, but
okay.
I think you've got the answer to what you've been thinking about for some time now, and you just need to go ahead and do this. Okay. So
okay.
Take the love from this lovely people in the spirit world for you. Okay.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Take care. Don't forget to listen to the archives as well if you want to listen to your reading again. So we're going to go back to the telephone lines. And my producer is loving me right now. So let's go to area code 562.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well. How are you?
Great, thank you. I just wanted to get a regular reading. I haven't heard from anybody on the other side, so it would be nice to hear from somebody.
A regular reading. Okay. And can I take your name and where you're calling from, please?
Sally from California.
Sally from California. Would you like to go large on that reading? Sorry, it's a joke. I'm just being silly.
Of course. Why would I go small? Super size it.
Okay, let's see what happens. Okay, thank you. Let's see what happens if we open the doorway to the spirit world and ask them to step forward. Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, I've got two people here coming forward here, okay? I'm going to ask one to stand back because I need a stronger one to come forward a little bit. I've got a lady here for you, okay? Okay, thank you. And she's talking to me about mum's side of the family. So she would have been on mum's side of the family. I want to go to grandma with this lady. Can you give me a bit more information? Right. Okay. Right, and she's also talking to me about, like the other lady, she's talking to me about change. You've been thinking about changing something around you. You don't understand this? Right.
I want change. You know, in my life, I want things to lighten up a little bit. It's been very stagnant lately.
All she's giving me is change. There's change around you. And that she... Okay, thank you. Right. Okay. She's talking to me about sprucing things up, giving things a new lease of life. And I want to put this to physical things and emotional things as well, okay? She's telling me that things are a bit tired around you. You'd understand this.
Tired?
Tired, yeah, you know, lack of life in them. You understand this? So it's like, it's almost like, you know, the walls need a fresh lick of paint, or a relationship needs a fresh spark, that sort of thing. You understand this? And as I'm saying, she's just saying, yep, all of the above. Okay, all of the above. That's what she's saying to me. Okay, so you understand, actually, it is about emotional and physical things. You understand this?
Right.
She's also saying to me about money. Okay. Right, thank you. Because she's saying, is it right that it's like you're worried about money, but yet you've got money. Would you understand this? It's like you're frightened to spend a little bit of money. Would that make sense to you?
Well, I would like some money. This month has been very tight, but I don't, you know, I don't lack of. I mean, I survive, so it's okay.
Okay. Right. She's just given me speculate to accumulate, okay? So it's like... you're worried about money or the money that you have, but you see something that you need to increase something to whatever you're doing, okay? This is like an example, okay? You're worried about spending it because you're not sure if you're going to get it back in some sort of way. She's telling me, thank you. It's almost like you need to throw caution to the wind. You need to throw caution to the wind. What's that? Right, okay. And she's giving me this to do with work as well, okay? So work, you need to throw caution to the wind with work. You understand where she's coming from with this?
No, I don't have work right now.
Yeah, that's why she's saying throwing caution to the wind with work, okay? Give it to me. Right, okay. Again, I want to give you exactly what she's saying about this change of energy around you. So this energy is coming in. Okay, and she's putting this to, again, emotional and physical things. So everything around you is going to change, but for the better. But you need to throw caution to the wind here, okay? Thank you. Because she's telling me that you need to go with the unexpected. What do you mean by that? Right, okay. And I feel, actually, with work... you're probably going to have to go a little bit further than you expected, but you're going to have to throw caution to the wind with this and go with it, okay? Thank you. And she's given me a really good job prospect, okay? This is a really good job for you. But you can't, no questions, she's just said. No questions, take it, okay? So do you understand what she means?
Yeah.
Right, give me.
So when the opportunity comes, just basically take it.
Absolutely. When it knocks, you take it, okay? Sweetheart, you've got a sister as well. Would you understand? Is this correct? You've got a sister? She's talking about sister.
No, I don't.
Sister? Okay. Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand, and you may need to talk to parents or family about this, okay? She is talking to me about sister, okay? A sister that's in spirit. So I don't know if you're aware that you have a sister in spirit. Okay. Mm-hmm. You need to find out about this, okay? Because I'm not going to go back on it and say this is wrong, because she's adamant there's... It could be either... Okay, we could look at it a different way. It could be an aunt or something like that, but I feel it's sister, okay? She keeps... And she's nodding her head at me. She's talking to me about sister. Right, okay, thank you. And she's just saying about the fact that you need to take care of yourself as well, okay? Do you understand this? I'm not saying, you know, obviously spirit and anything like this, but she's telling me that you need to take more care of yourself. You understand this?
Mm-hmm. I do.
It's not... Sorry, say again? Say again?
Oh, I do. I mean, I take care of myself.
Okay. Right. I'm asking again, just confirmation of what she means by the sister. Because she's... Right, thank you. I can actually see this lady in spirit, okay? She's of average height, I would say. I want to give her an age of about 26 with blonde hair, okay? Now, it could either be, if it's not a sister, it could either be a friend or a sister of a friend that you know, okay, that would have passed, thank you. And she's talking about an accident, where she would have passed in an accident, okay? So would you know, you have to think outside of the box here, okay? So would you have a friend that would have lost a sister in an accident?
No, I don't have any friends. They have lost any relatives or anything.
Okay.
I mean, I'm the only girl in the family, so, you know, I don't have a sister. And I don't have any close friends that have sisters.
Okay.
No, I don't know who that would be.
I'm thinking of somebody else here, but I'm going to give it to you just in case, okay? So just remember, this lady's coming forward, okay, and she's talking about sister, okay, and that she would have passed over into spirit via an accident, okay, and mm-hmm. she's just coming forward to make herself known that she's well and happy, okay. So if you do come across that friend, or if actually somebody in the family says, oh, actually, do you know what, this did happen in the mm-hmm. family, then you mm-hmm. are, you know it, okay.
Okay.
Let me do that. Right. Told there's a bit of judgment around you. Do you understand that? She's talking about either you feel like you're being judged. Does that make sense?
A judgment?
Yeah, no, not as in you're going to get a judgment, but so it's like you feel like you're being judged. Does that make sense?
That I'm being judged?
Yeah, it's almost like second. Thank you. Yeah, I have to say, it's like you feel that the situation you're in, or whatever it is, that either you think people are seeing you. Does that make sense to you?
No, not at the moment.
Give me the feeling that actually just let it go over your head. So there's something going on around you where you just need to let it go over your head. Because she's actually wafting her hand over my head. Feel the breeze, okay? Just tell me, just let it go over your head. Don't take any notice of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave it there, okay? Because there's quite a lot of information that you need to go back and find out about. But to do with your work, take and go with the change as well. There's a lot of change mm-hmm. around you.
All right.
Take the love from the spirit world, sweetie.
All right, thank you so much.
Don't forget to go back to the archives just so you can listen back, make notes, and go and ask people, okay? Take care. So we're going to go back to the callers in just 1 second. I just want to tell people, obviously, that my website is www.nick-humphreys.com. If you don't know it already, okay? But I know you guys in the chat room are having a lovely chit-chat. So anyway, so let's go back to the calls. Let's go to 111.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for calling. Where are you calling from, Anne?
New York.
New York. Okay, so you're nowhere near Hurricane Isaac at the moment, then?
No, not yet.
Oh, dear. How can we help you this evening?
I was just calling to see if you could connect with Spirit.
I shall certainly give it a try. Is there a certain aspect of your life that you want guidance with?
Yeah, probably career and finance. In fact, sometimes I, when you were talking to the previous caller, some of that I could relate to.
Well, that's just the thing, you know. Sometimes, you know, even if a medium's doing a big show, you know, you've got 300 people in the audience or more, some of the message will relate to people that are seeing in there, even if it's not for them. So, okay, thank you. I'm just asking Spirit to come forward. If there's anybody there that's connected, thank you very much. And as I'm talking to you, I feel the presence of a gentleman in the spirit world for you, okay? This gentleman would have been quite tall. He's telling me that he would have been... say again? Right, thank you. Right, he's telling me that you won't know him, but he would have been grandfather to you on dad's side of the family, he's given me. Dad's side of the family. Would you understand this?
Yes.
This gentleman would have been, he's making me, I'm actually wearing glasses at the moment, okay? He's making me push my glasses up, so he would have worn glasses for reading purposes. You understand this?
I didn't know him that well.
No, he did say he didn't know him, okay? He's telling me that he would have worn glasses for reading purposes. Thank you. Right, thank you. Second. Right, sweetheart, he's also given me the indication of around my eyes. And he's telling me that you, do you understand that your eyes are quite sore sometimes? Do you understand this?
My eyes are getting weaker.
Right. And thank you. He's telling me they're weeping. Do you understand this? He's talking about weeping eyes. Not crying, as if like they're straining.
No, that I don't get.
Okay. Thank you. He's telling me that you need to get your eyes checked, okay? Because your eyes are straining. And thank you. He's giving me the indication, and he's making me look at a TV screen. So it's either when you watch TV, your eyes are straining, or the light hurts your eyes. You understand this?
Yeah, he's probably talking about at work, looking at the PC.
Right. So you need to get this checked and get something to resolve this issue, okay? Thank you. Give me a bit more. Right. He's also talking about nan in spirit as well, or gran in spirit. I'm just being corrected. No. Gran in spirit. Okay. So there's a gran in spirit as well. Second. But also, I can't see gran. He's also talking about another gran in spirit. So there's two grandmothers that you have in spirit. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now Right, is that with you or with her? Right, he's talking about deployment, okay? He just said the word deployment. I've asked if it was him, just in case it was something to do with the war or something like that. He's saying, no, sir, it's to do with her, it's to do with Anne. Deployment. So work is taking you further afield, he's just said to me again. Would you understand this?
No.
Okay, he just said to me in a very gravelly, deep voice, in the next 6 months, okay, that's literally how he said it, there will be a change in your work environment where you will be redeployed somewhere else. It almost feels military to me, but I know it's not that, but it's a redeployment of work. Now, it doesn't mean it may not be the fact that you'll have to up sticks and move somewhere else. It could be that your job role will change. Does that make sense to you, okay? You understand that?
It would make sense if it was earlier than 6 months, like next month.
Okay. Again, I'm going to stick with 6 months. Thank you. Because he's just said to me there may be an issue arising and it will be extended to 6 months. Just in case, okay? Because sometimes these things happen. So the thing that you're thinking about next month, it could be in 6 months. Just to let you know, okay? So keep an eye out for that, okay? Second. Right. He's giving me water, as in not a name, but the substance, water. Right. Have you had like a burst pipe recently or something, water rushing around you? I'll say that, okay? But also, water to me is emotional, okay? So either things are being very emotional around you, or you have something, a burst pipe or lots of water flowing around you. Would you understand this?
No.
What are you on about then? You said water. Flushy, okay? Okay. Right. Again, he's talking to me about emotional, okay? Okay, thank you. Right, okay, thank you. He just said to me, and he's given me a scenario of water. And if you watch me work, it's really bizarre because they actually make me act it out. So my hands are going from right to left, okay? So it's like water, emotion, thank you. He's talking about the past now. So the past has been quite emotional for you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
That's where the emotion comes from. Okay, so in the past it's been quite emotional, and he's telling me that actually it's taken you quite a long time to get over this as well. You'd understand this. Thank you. He's given me big stepping stones as well. So you've had to take big strides to get where you are today. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He's just talking to me about how proud he is because. Thank you. He said you fell over a couple of times, and you found it really hard to pick yourself up and move on. You'd understand that as well. Thank you.
A little.
Okay. Thank you. Cause he's also given me a weight on my shoulders. He's making me feel very heavy on the shoulders. So he's telling me things. Thank you. He's just said to me, you take too much on. Okay, you take too much on. So, and you feel like sometimes you've got the weight on your shoulders. In fact, as I speak, my shoulders feel very stiff. You understand this?
Yes.
Right, thank you. he just said, you need to dedicate, okay? You need to give out some more of this to other people. Right, thank you. He says it's a caring thing that you do. You know, you take a lot on other responsibilities when actually you should be giving some of those responsibilities to others. Do you understand this? Give me a bit more.
No, that confuses me.
Okay. It's the indication that he's giving me is the fact that you take a lot on board, you know, like you're trying to do too much at once. You'd understand that?
To me personally, I don't think I do, but maybe he's seeing something I'm not aware of.
It may be something that's coming up. Either you're going to get a shed load of work and it's going to be too much, or you do too much for others. You know, you put yourself out for others. But you need to start to think about the fact that you need to do things for yourself, or if that makes any sense, okay? It's just an idea of scenarios, okay? Okay, thank you. Are you sure? Okay. Sweetheart, as I'm talking, okay, and I've asked him if he's absolutely sure, because very, very quickly I've had a little girl walk into the room, okay, and, come again, and I want to give the age of maybe about 6 years old of this little girl. Would you understand a girl in spirit that would have been about 6 years old?
No.
Okay. It happened, you know, sometimes they see the doorway open and they're quite nosy being kids. But I feel that actually this girl probably didn't touch the earth plane before she passed, okay? Would you understand this? It may not be you. If not, I'm going to ask her to just to stand aside for a second. Really understand this?
No.
Okay. Can you just stand aside, sweetheart? I don't mind you being there. Just stand aside. Okay, thank you. Can you... Sorry, sir. Keep Karen. Okay. Right, he said to me, oh, ruthless, okay, ruthless. So you need to be a bit more ruthless about things that you want to do. You understand why he's saying this?
No, not really.
He's telling me that actually there's something you're doing or something you're going into, and you seem to be tiptoeing your way around it, okay? And he's telling me you need to be more ruthless and just get on with it. That's the way he's making me feel like I need to build up the energy here and say, you just got to get on with it. Would you understand why he's saying this?
No.
Okay. What, she doesn't understand? She will. Okay. Say again then, what's that for then? Again, I want to give this to work. Okay, work, work, work. So something's kind of come up with your work where either you're seen to be tiptoeing around something. Thank you. Just give me a project. It's to do with a project, but you just need to be ruthless with it and get on with it. It's not for me to make sense of, okay? Right? Okay, he's not saying, I thought he said something, but he's not. So I'm going to leave it there, okay, because he's not saying anything more, but it's all to do with your work. So is that okay for you?
Yes, thank you, I appreciate it.
Sweetheart. Don't forget, obviously, if you didn't write notes down, go back to the archives of mikespirit.fm and jot them down, because they will, if you don't make sense of them now, they probably will do over a period of time, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
is that the name of the next person? Or, do you know what? We have to think outside of the box sometimes when we're doing or giving these readings. Because sometimes it could either be things that are coming up in the present, okay, or these are things that you need to investigate with close family or relatives or loved ones, okay, because they might be able to have an insight to it. But also it could be the fact that actually sometimes we get spirits that come through with an emergency energy, okay, I call it an emergency message, okay, where they know that you are in contact with somebody that they are linked to on the earth plane, and they desperately need you to be their messenger for them. Okay, so sometimes just take note of that as well, that can happen. We're going to go to one more caller, okay, and then we're going to finish up the night. Nope, we're not going to go to one more caller. So we're going to hang on a second and see if the caller comes back. So, you know, I say it all the time, I will always give 100% of what I'm being told by spirit, even if it doesn't make sense, okay? It's not for me to make sense of, because, as it says in the title, I'm the medium, okay? I am the third party as such, okay? The person in the middle. I get the message, I give it to you, it's for you to deal with, okay? But I love my job, because it brings so many people into my life. Unfortunately, it brings bad people into my life that are part of my life's journey, my life's lesson. But majority of the time, it brings fantastic people that I thoroughly enjoy being around, talking to. Do you know, there's some people out here that I've never met. Okay, for instance, Jay Black. I've never met Jay Black. One of the nicest guys I've ever spoken to in my life. Okay, and we've only messaged each other probably about 4 or 5 times. And I know that when I go to the States next year, he's going to be one guy and one family that I'll be knocking on the door of to have a piece of pie and just talk to. And, you know, this is why I love my job. It's a variety of things. Over here, okay, we have to class ourselves as entertainers. And I suppose this is what we do, because if I'm on stage, and I have to entertain. So, and believe me, it builds up the spirit as well. Hot chocolate, please. And it builds up the energy. You know, of spirit want me to act out things. Now, when I'm actually working differently, and I have been over the last couple of weeks, Mike knows. Okay, I actually walk around. I walk around the room, talking to spirit, and they get me to act out things. I'm actually sitting down, and my hands are going all over the place. Okay, they're wafting above my head and so on. It's all energy. It builds up the energy for me. Okay, to link in better with spirit, and you know, it's just how I work. Again, I love my job, I love the people it brings into my life, both good and bad, because we have to learn our bad journeys, our bad lessons. If we don't learn them, how on earth do we get on? Okay. It's not a problem, Mike. So do you understand? You know, and people always think, you know, oh, that person's been really horrible to me, I'm going to retaliate. You know, I'm going to call them every name of the sun, and I'm going to attack. Actually, that's the worst thing to do, you know, is look at the situation. Look at the things that are going on around you. Look at what these people are telling you, okay? Do you know what? I'll let you into a little secret, okay? I've actually been accused of stealing from a charity. Not true, okay? Absolutely not true. But what it has made me do is actually made me look at myself and make me want to help more, okay? And give more to charity. So, you know, it's just... It's my life. But do you know what? Those people that are making stories up about me... okay, Mike wants to come on in a second. Mike, join in if you want. But these people that have said bad things about me, all I've done is given them love and light back. And I thank them for sharing that and bringing it to my attention that I need to give more to charity. So, and that's what I do. Mike, do you want to come in?
Yeah, I do, Nick. Because as you just mentioned there about, you know, people being accused, particularly yourself, you know... I know that we've had a bit of a laugh and joke tonight on air, which, you know, sometimes is needed, isn't it, you know? But, you know, just picking up on that, you know, I've known you now for the past, oh, gosh, way over a year now, and I know that you're the most honest, trustworthy guy that I can honestly put my hand on heart and say that's where you are.
Well, that's really nice of you to say that, Mark. Thank you, and live on air as well. Thank you.
I wanted to say that live on air because, you know, I know, Nick, you know, this will always be people accusing people and pointing fingers. You know, it comes down to one thing, jealousy. And I must say, Nick, you know, it's not only happened to you, it's happened to me in the past. And I'm sure that as we continue our work for spirit, that it will continue on in the future. But there's one thing for sure, Nick. You know, as long as we stay true to ourselves and to the spirit world, you know, which light shines the brightest, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But as I said there at the very end, you know, these people that have accused me, I've actually thanked them, you know, for bringing that to me, that was to my attention, you know. All I do is I give them love and light, and I thank them for that part of the journey of my life. You know, I'll be honest, my wife wanted to go around and, you know, punch people's lights out, but, you know, I'm unconditional, and I just said, you know, do you know what, forget it, just let them carry on. Let's thank them for that, for bringing it to my attention, and for that part of the journey. I've learnt now that scenario, and it will never happen again, you know, and I know that I'm not that person. That's how I deal with it.
You know, Nick, and you know, it makes us a stronger person, definitely, because, you know, when things like this affect us, and we allow it to affect us sometimes, you know, particularly when it first happens, and then we kind of sit back and think to ourselves, you know what happened, I know what happened, you know, and when you sit back and think of it, you realize that, you know, it's time to release that energy that was there. And time to just let it be, and we kind of move on. And Nick, you know, I must say, and again, I know that we've had a little joke here tonight, I must say, Nick, your work for the spirit world has increased so much. You're developing so quick, you know, and sometimes we don't hear enough, and I'm honored to have you as a host here on my network.
It means an awful lot, Mike, for you to say that. It really does. And you know, obviously, I'm thankful because you kept on sending me these messages of come and listen to me on Mike Spirit FM, and I kept on ignoring them until one day I thought, actually, you know what? I'm gonna speak to this guy and see if I can be a guest on your show at least, you know. And then you opened the door for me and allowed me to be a host on your network, which is you know, I'm so thankful for, and I'll always be a part of, if that makes any sense.
So, oh, definitely. You know, but there's one thing, Nick, that we have to do before we end the show, because I know that we come into the time, and you know, this is not my show, this is your show. I'm just your producer. I need to make you laugh, Nick. And I've just done it without even doing anything. I've made you laugh. Because in the chat room, I wanted you to laugh, because people think you actually got a... I don't even want to say this. Think you got a sexy laugh?
Who, me?
Yeah, why? I don't know. But people think you got a sexy laugh. So let's take the last minute or two, Nick, to have a good laugh. Get things out of our system, isn't it?
Yeah, go on then. Go on then, have a laugh.
Well, I tell you what, let's think of something. Like, do you remember that song? I know Christine Matthews is still listening. Henry VIII, I am?
Yeah, well, you're going to sing it for us.
No, you were going to sing it, Nick.
Oh, no, I'm not going to sing it.
You need to pump it up, you know, she...
Have you got it on?
No. I refuse. I may have it in your summer. Let me just check one thing, because it is your summer. I think, well, what about if I play some, Nick? Will you promise that you will sing it?
No, it's no promise.
No, you
may not know the words.
You're going to sing.
Maybe you should bring Christine in on this, so maybe she should sing along with us.
No, you need to sing along to this one. It's something nice, something you like, something you enjoy. Would you sing?
There's no promise.
Okay, I'm going to start the song.
Okay.
And I want you to join in with it, Nick. Okay?
If I know the words. Go on.
Oh, you will know the song.
No.
And what I'll do, I'll fold it a little bit. I want you to sing it.
I feel you. That is how I know you.
I'll sing it for you.
Come on, Nick.
I'm not going to sing that.
What about my please?
Jack. I know deep inside.
I know Christina
singing. Hear every thought, every dream, and give her wings when she wants.
Oh, Nick, you're supporting me now.
Go on, bring her in. I know she wants to sing it.
No, I've stopped there now. I've stopped there.
Okay.
Just one more laugh, Nick.
Well, look.
There we are.
Oh, man.
Nick, we've got to come to the end of the show, mate. You
yeah. All right, mate. Anyway, but thank you for coming in, Mike, on that last part of the show. It has brought a smile to my face. Everybody, but thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for everybody that phoned in and had a reading. And my thanks to the spirit world and my everlasting love and unconditional love to everybody, and healing and protection thoughts to all those in America that are going to be affected by this hurricane. Until next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.